Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. Can I have you verify your first and last name, please?
Well, I'm not giving any information until I find out what kind of company this is.
We have different products, ma'am. I will have to have your first and last name, please.
What? I don't understand why you need my first and last name.
To see what you order,
Can
ma'am.
you? I didn't order anything. That's the problem. Somebody charged money to my card. Without my authorization, I'm trying to figure out what products you guys sell.
Okay, ma'am. What is your first and last name, please?
My first and last name is Sunny Johnson. It's not relevant.
And can I have your zip code, please?
72076.
72076?
Yep.
Okay, I show that you have the keto, the weight loss product, ma'am. Can you verify your address?
Oh, 2613 Caulfield Road, Lot 58. That's Jacksonville, Arkansas, 72076.
Yes, it shows that you had a free trial. It was only for you to try for 14 days. If you did not cancel within the 14 days, on the 15th day, you were billed the full cost for the product. And then it's every 30 days after.
I did not see that, and it got charged, and my husband is through the roof right now. I even emailed you guys' customer service asking that you cancel the order because I didn't want it. So I don't know how you didn't get that, but I did actually cancel within a few minutes of placing the order.
I'm not showing where you canceled. You had to call in, ma'am. Now, this does curb your appetite, give you higher energy levels. I can provide a 35% discount to stay in the program.
The thing is that I can't take it because I have medical conditions. I didn't realize that it had certain ingredients in it that I'm not allowed to have. And so that's why I emailed immediately to cancel it. I couldn't find a phone number on there to do the cancellation.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Yeah, I hit the contact button, and it gave me an email address, and I sent an email right away that said, please cancel this. I don't want it. And I didn't realize
you had
guys
to call in, ma'am, but I can provide a 50% discount if you like to stay in the program.
But I can't use the product.
That's why I was willing to delay it for 30 days to take it to your doctor to overlook the ingredients and see if there's something in it you might cannot take.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I already know I can't because I've been instructed by my doctor not to.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and cancel out the account and get you a cancellation number.
Okay. And am I going to get a refund for this $91?
No, ma'am. We can only cancel out future charges.
Are you kidding me? Who do I talk to about getting a refund? I emailed you guys, and there was nothing in the stipulation that said I had to call.
It does say you have to call, and it gives you the number on the website, ma'am.
No,
and
ma'am.
Ma'am, they advise you that you have to call in, ma'am.
They didn't. I got no information. I got no response back whatsoever.
We cannot issue any refund. You have to pay for the item you received.
I would like to speak with a supervisor, please.
There's no one else you can speak to. Again, all we can do is cancel out future charges.
What do you mean? You don't have a supervisor I can speak to?
I can see if there's anyone else that can speak to you regarding this charge, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Thank you.
Just another moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send the information to the supervisor, and then I'll transfer you.
Okay, thank you.
Give me one brief moment. Thank you. Okay. I'm just sending them the information and then I'll transfer you. Transfer you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.